when he was young, and he was in Mobile a lot of the time.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Any idea at all about his schooling?
I don't have any idea.
Just no idea. Okay. What about your grandparents, your grandmother on your father's side? Do you know where she was born?
I guess Trustful. That's my phone. I've heard her talk about that here.
Okay. What about her occupation?
She and her husband, they lived in Camden at one time, and they operated a telephone company. Mm-hmm. I mean, the Bell system or something in Camden. And then when they moved to Foley, they had a motel, but she's remarried now, and she's just a housewife.
I see. Okay. Any idea about her school?
She's a high school graduate.
Okay. And her husband, first husband?
I don't know too much about him. I never knew him. That's my daddy's father. Mm-hmm. And I knew her second husband, which is... he died too. That was Mr. Crutchfield, so I don't know much about that.
Okay. Do you reckon he might have been from the Trustful area? Or?
The first one?
Yeah.
I think Jasper was the last place I heard him in.
Okay. What was his occupation?
I don't know.
Okay. No idea about his education, probably?
I didn't know him.
Okay. Good. Alright, well, we'll dive in and see what happens. When you were describing the house, let's see, I think you mentioned, a living room. Is that what you would call the best room in a house? Were you in the entertainment company?
Yeah.
You just call that the...
This room.
Yeah.
The living room.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You ever heard people call it anything else?
Maybe the parlor, some people call it that.
Mm-hmm.
Or the, sitting room, something like
that. Mm-hmm. Okay. About how high would you say the ceiling's in this living room?
10 feet, I don't know.
Sounds good, okay. All right, I'm gonna ask you some more questions about the house. You got a fireplace in this house?
Mm-hmm.
You ever help build a fire?
Oh, we build fires all the time. Mm-hmm. I love that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What would you call the thing that the smoke goes out of on the top of the house? That would just be the...
chimney.
Sure. What about if at a factory, the tall thing that the smoke goes out of, what would that be?
Smokestack.
Mm-hmm. All right. If you were building a fire in your fireplace, that big piece of wood, it would burn a long time. What would you call that?
A log.
Okay. You ever heard people call it something like a back stick or a back log?
Yeah. And they talk about a piece of lighter, to get it started, that pine.
Right. Something that would
kindling or something like that.
Right, yeah. But you have heard it called besides just a log.
I don't know what they call it really, but they always want a big piece to get it going.
Yeah.
Hickory or something like that.
Yeah, I mentioned backlog or backstick.
Backlog. But not having a backstick.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Inside the fireplace, those things that the logs rest on, do they have a name? Have you ever heard them called anything? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, we have.
What about andirons, fire dogs?
Oh, andirons, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You heard of all that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you have a place right above the fireplace where you could put pictures or vases, that kind of thing?
We call that the mantle.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about an open area, maybe bricked over right in front of the fireplace?
On the hearth.
Right. Okay. And when you burn a lot of wood in the fireplace, the stuff that's left over, that would just, you would just call that?
Ashes.
Yeah. What color are those usually?
Usually a smoky gray or black stuff. Coals in it.
I want to get you to say something for me. If they were gray, you'd say that they were gray ashes, but if they were white, you'd say they were...
white ashes.
Sure, okay. What about that black stuff that forms on the side of the fireplace?
Smut or soot.
Okay, fine. Tell me about a few of the things.